everyone. Welcome to Real Reiki, Real Life, Real Spirituality. This interactive radio show focuses not only on Reiki, but on all topics of spirituality, as well as self-healing, self-empowerment, through loving and inspiring messages. This show is unique in that you can submit your comments and questions you would like aired and discussed on the show via a recording of your voice by going to www.realreikirealife.com. You can also schedule distant healing sessions with me online by going to that same website, which is www.realreikirealife.com. I am your host, Patricia Keene, ready to love, inspire, and serve you today. Hey everyone, welcome. I know it has been a while since I have recorded. It has been a crazy few months. I think I mentioned on my last podcast how I am recording another podcast with another person. One of my listeners reached out to me from Australia, and I'm recording another podcast with him. I will give that information out later, but I do know you can check him out at andrewhackett.au, I believe is his web address. But if it's not, I will come back and add that in so that you can check him out. But the podcasts that he is releasing also feature me, whereas he's the host mostly, and I just kind of interject a few thoughts. It's a podcast worth checking out if you want to hear a little bit more what we're doing with that. So again, it's called A Limitable Living with Andrew Hackett, and I believe his web address is andrewhackett.au. Okay, all right, so I am recording this completely impromptu. Normally, when I have a subject come to mind that I want to talk about, I write an outline. I don't ever read things word for word because I like to try to tap into my intuition and sometimes try to channel, if I can, things that need to be said. But with my ADHD brain, having an outline usually for me is mandatory. Otherwise, I kind of lose what I'm trying to say and I get lost because having ADD, mine is the ADD, not HD part. So I don't have the hyperactivity part. But in this instance, I just felt very, very guided to not write an outline and to just speak straight from my heart. Not that I don't do that already, but it's just something that I'm feeling very strongly guided to do. So I hope I'm not all over the place during this podcast. I hope that I can make my points without going all over the place and confusing you. So here it goes. I have asked for divine help. I've called my angels. I've called forth all divine high energetic beings to be with me today to help get my point across despite the challenges that I have with my ADD. All right. So the topic that I am feeling very inspired to talk about today is the topic of being at peace with your pain. Now, there is such a paradox in the spiritual community when it comes to pain and healing. And that paradox is we're not allowed to let ourselves go below a certain vibration when we're experiencing pain, or when we're experiencing pain from the past. It's so strange to me, that paradox, because there are many reasons why we go through pain in life. And if we don't allow ourselves to feel the pain, if we don't allow ourselves to process the pain, then we're denying half the reason why we are even here. Now, a lot of the opinions that I put forth in this podcast are my own, that I have learned through my own life experiences, my own background, my own culture, my own upbringing. So if some of these things don't resonate with you, that's okay. I'm not asking you to take on my beliefs. I'm just sharing with you what I have learned through my own spiritual experiences and also what I have seen in the collective as I've gone about doing this spiritual work. And what I want to talk about is there is a universal belief in the spiritual community that we came to this life that we chose, to experience both pain and to experience happiness. And if we're constantly in a state of only wanting to experience happiness, we're denying the other reason why we are here, and that is to experience pain. I had this aha moment yesterday because I have to admit, and I'm going to be vulnerable here, because I don't ever try to pretend to be perfect. I'm as humanly flawed as the next person out there. The only difference between me and somebody else that is not on this path is that I consciously try to look within myself, use my intuition, my divine gifts, to help myself build a happy and productive life, and to heal those aspects of me that can be healed, and to walk this path, inspiring and helping others to do the same for themselves, to find those divine gifts within, to find happiness in life despite what life has thrown at you. And I think what often can happen is a lot of us that are drawn to this path of healing ourselves and the path of healing others, or helping to heal others, or to inspire healing in others, is most of us find this path because we ourselves have been through a lot of trauma, pain, and tragedy in life. And because of all the wisdom we've learned and the paths that we've had to walk, we want to help others with that same wisdom that we have learned. I see this time and time again in the spiritual community. I would say probably in my own experience, at least 90% of people in this work are because they have gone through many, many life challenges, and they've learned what works for them and what no longer works for them. And they want to use that knowledge to help other people as well. So what can often happen is those of us who have experienced a ton of pain, trauma, and tragedy, and continually experience that, can get down on ourselves when we have those moments where we feel like we're lowering our vibration, when we find ourselves in those shadow moments. I want to share an experience with you about this so you can kind of understand a little bit more where I'm coming from on it. I am going to be vulnerable here and admit that I struggle with anxiety. I have anxiety attacks, and I do not take anti-anxiety medications. I choose to work with my anxiety in a way that I can naturally get to a point on my own where it's under control. So amidst some of my own anxiety attacks, I usually will turn to things like self-Reiki, meditation, where I just transmute the anxiety that I'm having. And if that does not work, then I do take a couple of herbal supplements that I cannot name on this podcast, but you can probably know what that might be to help with that. On those days where it is just completely overwhelming, and yes, Reiki and meditation help, but there's still a little bit stuck that is not getting through. So I had a major anxiety attack yesterday. It was the kind where you feel like you're being smothered, where you can't breathe, where you feel like your very world is caving and crushing in around you. And old stuff was coming up that I thought long ago had been healed. And you know, we've all been there where we believe that we have layers upon layers of healing that we need to do. It's like an onion that's always getting peeled to heal. You heal one layer, then the next layer comes up. You heal another layer, and then the next layer comes up. This really wasn't what I was experiencing yesterday. This was just pain. And I started getting down on myself because I was like, I have done all this work on myself, and I continually work on myself, and I'm experiencing all this pain from the past, all this trauma, all this tragedy. And it was very discouraging because it's like, why am I continually doing all this if I'm just going to keep suffering and suffering and suffering? And then what I didn't realize I was doing by questioning all of this, and questioning, like, am I just a scam? Am I a fraud? And I was getting really down on myself, just wondering, with all this work that I've done on myself, is it really working then? Because I'm still experiencing all this pain. I'm still having moments where things that have happened in the past can come up and rear their ugly head, and I have to process it. And there's a phrase out there in the healing community or the spiritual community that true healing is getting to a place where whatever it is that you've healed doesn't emotionally control you. Some people define that as true healing, and that's okay. If that's their definition and that's what they believe for them, that's perfect. But I can't wholly agree with that statement. I would say I agree with it probably about 90%. The 10% of me that doesn't agree with that statement is sometimes it can control you. Not control you, because, boy, there's so many layers I could get into with that. But to put it in a nutshell, yes, I believe that healing is getting us to a state where it emotionally cannot control you. However, comma, there are things in life that we have suffered that I don't believe can ever be healed in this life. Yes, we can do all the work that we need to heal many aspects of this pain. But there are some wounds that are so deep that I don't think in this life we could ever heal. And it doesn't mean that we don't try to heal those things. I'm a firm believer that you heal what you can. But there are some things that you can't heal. There are some things that probably are not meant to be healed in this life. There are some things that I believe we chose to experience in this life. And since we chose to experience some of these things in life, wanting them to go away is going against a soul contract or going against what we agreed to before we came here. See, many of what I struggle with are health issues. And these aren't just normal health issues that came to me because of lifestyle choices or anything like that. These are health issues that I was born with. And because I was born with them, these were given to me in this body, despite choices that I, made or did not make. I believe for me that I chose these health issues. And yes, some of these health issues can be healed, possibly. Maybe the soul contract I had for these health issues was they would serve their purpose and then they would go away. But maybe the soul contract that I've had with myself with some of these other health issues that I have is that I would have to walk this path in life with them beside me the entire time. For whatever reason, that reason, I don't know what that would be. But I do know before we came here, we had the full picture of what that looked like. We knew why we would choose to walk with certain challenges beside us our entire lives. And when we chose that, if we try to get to a place of where we say, it doesn't emotionally control you, and that's true healing. Yes, that is true. But when we've chosen to walk beside or have these challenges, whatever they may be, not just health challenges, there are many challenges that we chose to walk beside us our entire life, or maybe to occur at a certain time in our life, and then those challenges will remain with us the rest of our life. What that does, in my opinion, it does not acknowledge that those challenges can still be painful to have beside you. Yes, you can make peace with them. Yes, you can accept them. Yes, you can build a beautiful, happy life with those challenges walking beside you. But it doesn't mean that they're not going to rear their head sometimes and put you in a place where you are questioning, like what happened with me yesterday. I wouldn't say questioning, although that can happen, but with me yesterday, it was just more of, why is this not going away? I have worked on so much of my healing and I continually work on my healing. I walk the walk and I talk the talk. And even when you do walk the walk and talk the talk, you still have shadow moments that you're experiencing. So now I want to get back to what I said earlier in the podcast of when we chose to come to this life, at least this is my belief, we chose to experience pain and we chose to experience pleasure. So if we put together the fact that some challenges we chose to have walk beside us our whole life or the majority of our life, we're denying the aspect of us that needs to experience that and to experience it in a way that has to teach us whatever it is it needs to teach us, or in a way that teaches us so that we can teach others, if that makes sense. So I want to put something out there, because what really flipped the switch in my mind last night was my husband is out of town and I had some time to really process what was going on and figure out how to have more love and compassion for myself in those moments. Because what I was doing was fighting what I was feeling, meaning I'm a light worker. I go around helping other people heal. I heal myself. I do all these things, right? Why am I in this state of mind where it's like a dark night of the soul? Just because you're a light worker, just because you're a healer, just because you're somebody who works on yourself does not mean that it's all going to be love and light. On the contrary, when you're a light worker, you're continually facing the shadow, because the shadow needs to rear itself in order for you to do your healing, and in order for you to do that healing so that you can inspire others to do the healing on their own and in their own selves, and to have that healing come from within. So I want you all out there who struggle with things that maybe you think might make you a fraud, like I did last night, to have more compassion for yourself, because that's the missing ingredient that I wasn't giving myself room to have, because I was in a state of ego where I was like, wait, I'm a light worker. I work on myself. I do all these things. Why is this happening? Why am I even allowing myself to go there? And what made the switch in my mind was last night I decided to pour a glass of wine and sit in the hot tub and just contemplate. And I had a thought enter my head, why don't you listen to Matt Kahn? Matt Kahn is one of my most favorite inspirational speakers right now. You can follow him on YouTube if you would like. He's kind of a more advanced spiritual teacher. So if you're a very beginner at all this, it may not make sense to you some of the things he's talking about. But if you're more advanced and more seasoned in this and have been doing it for a while, please check him out. His name is Matt, and I think his last name is spelled either K-A-H-N or K-H-A-N. And I was listening to one of his speeches about, I don't remember the name of the speech, but it was something about the shadow side and how the paradox is when those of us in this healing journey and this spiritual path have those moments in our life, we don't give ourselves enough compassion. He said, you need to look in your life and see all the things that you've survived. You need to look at your life and have more compassion, because what ends up happening is when we get to those dark moments in our life, we fight it instead of just allowing it and showing it the love and same compassion that we would give to others. See, the thing is, it's strange to me. We all do it. I do it. We're harder on ourselves than we are on other people. See, now, if my best friend or any of my clients would have approached me with this situation, I would have had nothing but love, compassion, understanding, and I would have pointed out to them, hey, you need to give yourself more credit. You've been through a lot in life. You've been through what most people will never go through in their entire lifetime, and maybe in several lifetimes put together. You need to give yourself more love and compassion for what you've been through, and understand that even though you have healed many aspects of this, there are things that cannot be healed. And when those things present themselves, to be in a space of, I love you. This is what I would give my best friend. This is what I would give any client of mine who approaches me. Because we cannot heal the energy with the same energy that created it. Does that make sense? So for instance, when I was in that space in my head of trying to figure out why this was happening and fighting it, instead of just embracing it and saying, hey, Patricia, look at you. Look how far you've come. Look what you've accomplished. Look where you are in life. Look at the beautiful life that you've built despite all the things that you've been through. See how the energy of that feels much different than, oh, I feel like a fraud because I am going through some shadow emotions that I don't like feeling, that I know are not, quote, me. Do you see how when we have more love and compassion for ourselves and what we're feeling and what we've experienced in life, what we've overcome, and when we can look at it through the lens of a beautiful life that we've built for ourselves despite all that, how that feels different energetically in our body, how that feels different in our minds, how that feels different in our hearts, that alone can shift that energy. So coming at it from a fight stance is not going to do anything but make it worse. And Matt Kahn didn't really say it in those words. He said them in different words, but it's basically the same message, but with different words. And he said, when we can sit there and say to our fears, whatever those may be, or the pain, whatever that may be, I love you. Thank you for being here and helping me see the things in me that I've experienced in life, the things that have hurt me in life, the things that have made me who I am. I am stronger because of these things. I am happier. I may feel pain right now because of things, but despite all this, I've built myself a beautiful and happy life. Can you see how that changes everything? So my challenge for you today is, when you get into those places in your head and you start questioning who you are, questioning, am I really a healer if I'm feeling all these things? The thing is, yes, you are. Because again, when we choose this path, the universe will put things in our path that makes those shadow moments come up. And some of those moments are there to teach us to heal even more that needs to be healed. But some of those moments are there for us just to let them be. And Matt Kahn said something funny that I could totally resonate with, and it helped me see things in a different light, where it was, he's like, oftentimes when we're not feeling good about something, we'll like have a blast of a Reiki bolt to chase it away. And then we get discouraged because, yes, we're chasing it away. Reiki does help, and there's nothing wrong with Reiki. But what we're not doing before we chase it away is sitting in compassion with it. We're not sitting there allowing it its voice. We're not sitting there allowing it to have us treat it with the same love and compassion that we would if it was our best friend or our client approaching us. And it's such a human trait, I think, for us to be more hard on ourselves than we are on others. I don't know why that is, but that is something that I am going to continually work on. And I think that ultimately is a place of self-love. And it doesn't mean I don't love myself, that I don't want to put that out there, that I don't love myself, because I do. But I think love is a journey and not a destination. Meaning, love is always a journey that we are going to continually experience in whatever form that may be. Whether that's self-love, whether that's love for others, whether that's love for the pain, trauma, and tragedy that we experience in life. There goes my dog. whether that is the love of all that is. I mean, there are so many things that we can put love on or that we can learn to love. And so that is a journey. It isn't something that ever ends. So it's not a destination. A destination is when you arrive somewhere and then that's the end of your journey. You know, for instance, like if you're on a hike, if you go on a hike, you know, like it says 3 miles to Lake, you know, Lake Mary or whatever. Well, you do your 3 mile hike, you enjoy everything along the way. But once you get there, it's the end, right? You're the end of your hike. See, love is not that way, nor is healing. Healing is a journey. Love is a journey. They're both not destinations that have an end. So with that, I just wanted to let all of you know to have more love, have more compassion when those shadow moments come up. Sit there with them. Thank them for being there and saying, yes, thank you for this pain. And really mean it. Because you know what? Another thing Matt Kahn said that resonated with me is a lot of times when we have these shadow emotions and we are like, I love you. Okay, now get the hell out. It's true. We don't want to feel it. We don't like feeling uncomfortable. Nobody likes feeling pain. Nobody likes feeling uncomfortable. And so oftentimes the approach is, okay, I love you, pain. I love you, shadow. Now get the hell out. It doesn't work that way. What we have to do, because if we're like, I love you, get the hell out, the shadow knows this. It's going to be like, mm-mm, I'm not getting the hell out. You're not giving me my voice. And just like all the happiness that needs a voice in our life, just like all the joys, all the bright and light moments in our life need their voice, so does our shadow. And if we're denying our shadow that voice, that shadow is going to continually just spin and spin and spin and never go anywhere unless we allow it that voice. And by allowing that voice doesn't mean that you're feeding it, because there is a difference. Feeding it means going to a place of, yes, I am a fraud. Yes, I am not a true healer because I'm experiencing all these things. Yes, I am an ugly person or whatever. All these things that can come to mind when you're in the shadow. Allowing yourself to feel that is feeding the shadow. By giving the shadow a voice is not feeding the shadow. Because if you approach the shadow from a place of love, such as, okay, shadow, yes, that pain hurts. I get it. It hurts a lot. I'm very uncomfortable right now, and that's okay. I'm uncomfortable because I have been through a lot in life. I've experienced much pain and sorrow and tragedy from this pain that's surfacing right now. And I am proud of myself, shadow. I am proud of myself for who I am. I love myself because I have done a lot of healing on myself. And thank you, shadow, for showing me that I am a true healer, that I am a divine human being with both light and shadow. Thank you, shadow, for helping me see the light, because without you, I could not see the light. We have to have dark to see the light. We also have to have light to see the dark. It's like the yin and the yang, you know, the light and the dark. They both have to coexist. And because they have to coexist, we can't deny one while letting in the other. We have to let them both in and give them both their voices and what they have to tell us. So I hope this all made sense. Again, I didn't have my outline. I was just in a place in my mind. And I believe that some of this was channeled because words were just coming. I didn't even have to think about them. They were just coming. So I really hope that this helped somebody out there, because when that divine channel comes through me, it is because there is somebody out there that needs to hear this. Somebody out there who might be finding themselves in a place where I was, or who may find themselves continually in a place like that, or once in a while in a place like that. And when it happens, we don't like it. It's true. It's uncomfortable. It doesn't feel good. But I think if we can approach the shadow from a place of love and compassion and letting it have its voice without feeding it, like I talked about in this podcast, it can make all the difference in the world. And I have to say that I'm grateful to my shadow, because you know what? By having these aha moments yesterday, I'm able to record them now and to be a divine channel to help other people out there who may be in this same space, who may be beating themselves up, who may be beating their shadow up, who may be inadvertently trying to reiki away the shadow without letting it have its voice first. See, Matt said that was the missing ingredient in a lot of healing modalities out there, is letting the shadow have its voice first before it's chased away. And it goes right back to what I said in the beginning of the podcast. We have to allow ourselves to feel what we came here to feel, what we came into this life to feel, both the light and both the darkness. But when we feel the darkness, we can feel it through a place of love, as mentioned. So again, I hope this helped somebody. This is why I do what I do. And I believe this is why I have the challenges I have in my life, so that I can learn from them and pass that wisdom on to other people to hopefully help them on their own healing journey. And with that, I am Patricia Keene, reminding you always to journey in light and serve with love. Namaste.
To interact with us on our show, you can submit any listener questions via email or your recorded voice by going to our website at www.realreikireallife.com and using our interactive recorder to record your question or comments there. Your voice question or email may be featured, answered, and aired on an upcoming episode for a truly interactive experience. We also offer free recorded meditations as well as other free stuff. You can also schedule distant healing sessions with me on our website to help facilitate your healing journey. Until next time, I am your host, Patricia Keene, reminding you to always journey in light and serve with love.